Alienated Nation, The New Quest for Liberty. Forward. Like you, I was shocked to find out that state and national elections were rigged. Mathematics has such a wonderful way of sampling society and allowing the Republic to digest ideas down to a single representative. That representative is a result of a long string of variables in a local election equation. And when inserted into the national equation, the average value, which we call X bar or the mean value, no, it's not angry, it's simply the average, becomes an even more stable number, which we call X double bar, or the average of the averages. Amazing and elegant and perhaps even divine in its design, isn't it? That is, unless it continues to give an answer that does not allow lustful men to rise to power. How can you tell the difference between a man who has mastered the art of politics and a man who lusts for power? That, my friends, may be answered in this book. Never doubt that a small group of thoughtful, committed citizens can change the world. Indeed, it's the only thing that ever has. Margaret Mead. This book discusses the variables in the equation of the American Republic. There are more than a few committed citizens who are trying to change the country, but they are nothing more than road gravel to the agency government that runs the world. It knows there are more of you than exist in their halls of regulations and enforcement actions, and it fears that you will realize what they are about to accomplish. You know, and I know, that we have become one nation under surveillance. Everything you buy, surf, or drive past in your car is being watched. Like any prey who knows something is in the grass not far away, you should be very aware that the predator is close. It knows that when the equation of elections gives an undesired answer, there are only two choices. First, those in governmental power can go back and speak to the people again and sample again and try to come up with a different value to place in the equation. Of course, the beauty of statistics is that the average is very representative of the whole. The larger the set of values, the more stable and more representative the average is going to be. It would take a grand awakening indeed to shift that average value. Changing the average would be difficult and costly, and yet, like starlings swimming in the sky, we flash as one and move in another direction. That is to say, population-wide shifts in consciousness do occur. It's just that lustful men know only one way to thus twist the collective soul of society. They use the word fight. In our republic, however, there is a much more survivable method of winning elections. It's the second method of changing the outcome. Cheating. People don't realize that elections are nothing like taking a final exam with the answers written down on a cheat sheet. One can put the answers on the exam sheet, but unless you show how it was derived, you remember having to show your work in math class, you can't get full credit. There is a constitutional process whereby the public has been able to request a review of the voting process to validate that every vote was counted properly. Elections must be traceable. We have to show our work. The only way to effectively cheat the exam is to remove public review of the votes. In this book, you'll discover that is exactly what has taken place. I was contemplatively Pavlovian about this book for a few election cycles, and then I heard something that brought me to the table, or rather the keyboard. I read that Skytle, SCYTL, the global leader in secure electronic voting technologies, announced the acquisition of 100% of SOE Software, the leading software provider of election management solutions in the United States. SCYTL is currently the worldwide leader in the internet voting space, and the acquisition of SOE Software with its Clarity election management software suite significantly expands SCYTL's product portfolio beyond electronic voting. SCYTL is a technology company specializing in the development of secure electronic voting and election modernization solutions. They are based in Barcelona and with offices in Baltimore, Toronto, New Delhi, Athens, Kiev, and Singapore. Furthermore, SOE Software's strong U.S. presence with 900 jurisdictions as customers in 26 states, including 14 statewide customers, complements very effectively SCYTL's customer base in the United States and internationally, with customers in over 20 different countries across 5 continents, including France, Spain, Canada, Norway, Switzerland, South Africa, United Arab Emirates, Mexico, India, and Australia. This means that the votes may be cast in American precincts, but they will be tallied, stored, and reported from a foreign country. The software is so sophisticated that it has the ability to write code back to the original voting machine to change the vote to match the desired outcome, leaving no trace whatsoever. Anonymous voting feeds the fraud perfectly. SCYTL is controlled by several venture capital funds, Nauta Capital, Balderton Capital, and Spinnaker. If you know anything about finance, you know that venture capitalists are all about the return on investment. Integrity, honesty, and accuracy are not part of precision, security, and profit. There is also no possibility, quantum or otherwise, of public review of the voting results. Bingo. Dinner time. Benjamin Franklin once said, "This will be the best security for maintaining our liberties. A nation of well-informed men who have been taught to know and prize the rights which God has given them cannot be enslaved. It is in the religion of ignorance that tyranny begins." What you will discover about the alienated nation will enrage you. It may also awaken you to the reality that there is a nefarious will that stood outside the universe and found the alchemical key to usurping the Republic formula with their Plutarchian solution without your advice or consent. Hopefully, you will do something with that knowledge. The key word is do. Action. A call to action. Your action. I'm already doing mine. You're reading it.